ang pag-aaral ay tinawag na Islamophobia at iba pang pagkabahala. Gawa ng University of Melbourne, siniyasat nito ang 10 grupo sa kahabaan ng Victoria, New South Wales at Queensland. At iminungkahi ng resulta na ang religious intolerance, hindi rasismo, ang pangunahing sanhi ng negatibong pananaw sa bansa patungo sa mga naghahanap ng asylum. Ang 80 kasama sa pag-aaral ay ginawa sa maraming edad, kasarian at kalagayan sa lipunan at ekonomiya. Natagpuan ng pag-aaral na samantalang ang rasismo at pagkabahala sa ekonomiya ay may bahagi sa pagtatatas ng sentimiento laban sa mga naghahanap ng asylum, ang pangunahing dahilan ay mukhang dala ng relihiyon. Sinabi ng pangunahing taga-Suri, Dennis Mueller, na ang mga kasama na tumututol ng husto sa mga naghahanap ng asylum ay kalimitang nakikilala bilang mula sa gitnang silangan at tagasunod ng Islam.
People think that Islam is an intolerant religion which at the same time claims tolerance for itself while not conferring tolerance on others, and that it has ambitions to impose Sharia law on Australia. Now that violates one of the absolute fundamentals of Australian politics, and that is that new arrivals are expected to assimilate. They're expected to learn English, to not live in ghettos, to adopt Australian mores, to make a contribution to society. And a broad spectrum of the population believe that Islam is not prepared to enter into that covenant.
Iminungkahi ni Dr. Mueller na ang pangamba sa tinatawag niyang Islamisasyon ay labis na tinatantya ng komunidad. Sinabi niya na ang nagdaang pagsusuri na nagpakita ng 2.2% lamang ng populasyon sa Australia ay sumusunod sa Islam. Dagdag dito, ilang kasamang itinatapat sa Islam at terorismo ay tumitingin sa mga naghahanap ng asylum bilang terorista. Si Mo Elisi na mula Melbourne ay mula sa isang Jewish Christian Muslim Association sa Victoria, isang grupong nagtataguyod ng pagsugpo sa religious intolerance. Sinabi niya na ang ulat ay hindi nakakapagtaka.
Obviously, Islam is something that is a lot more scary for people because it's one of the world's second largest faith community, and of course it's been conflated with the issue of terrorism. So it allows people to take on a whole bunch of other fears as well, ideological fears.
Sinabi din ni Dennis Mueller na ang pananaw ng mga kasama ay nagpatunay na may bahaging impluensya ng mga debating politikal at media.
They just believe much of what the government has said about the risks of homegrown terrorism, and they refer to these things all the time. They refer to the Lindt Cafe seize, they refer to court cases or incidents they've heard of or plots that have been allegedly foiled. And all of this has created this impression in people's minds, and it comes up over and again, group after group. And with qualitative research, when you see all of the arrows pointing in the one direction, you know that you're seeing a pattern.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong LEC na alam niya na ang mga naghahanap ng asylum at refugee ay nagkaroon ng koneksyon.
Refugees, regardless, will always come in contact with these views because it is so pervasive throughout our society. So, you know, imagine being a refugee who, and we do know this, I know people that have mentioned as refugees, just opening the newspaper, just reading any article on the internet, talking to people that, while it might not be directed at these individuals because not everyone actually knows that they're refugees, but knowing that in the society at large that there are these views that see them in such a way is something we know that only adds to the anguish and angst that refugees have as they're trying to settle.
Mula sa kanilang punong himpilan sa Victoria, ang Australian Multicultural Education Service ay isang ahensya sa tirahan na nagsanay sa tulong sa mga refugee sa kahabaan ng Australia. Ayon sa punong ehekutibong si Kath Scart, dapat tandaan ng mga may ganitong pananaw kung bakit dumating sa bansang katulad ng Australia ang mga naghahanap ng asylum.
I think one of the critical things we need to remind people is that the majority of Muslims are also fleeing the very terrorism that people are concerned about, that think that they're perpetrating. So, you know, most of the asylum seekers who are here are, whether they're, you know, Muslim or not, they're fleeing persecution. So it's quite interesting that we've got this kind of feeling that we're in danger, that they're the terrorists, when in fact they're the victims themselves.
Sinabi naman ni Mo Elisi na mula sa Jewish Christian Muslim Association na ang media at politiko sa Australia ay kailangang mamunong lumaban sa ganitong palagay.
What we need right now is, again, more leadership from our politicians, from the media as well, to give more nuance to this conversation. So people are spreading their views about, you know, their fears of refugees and Islam and this crazy takeover that's supposedly happening. The response isn't, okay, well, from our politicians, it's not, okay, well, let's have a nuanced conversation about this. It's, you know, people have the right to be bigots, or people have, you know, this is real Australia, you know, just talking, you know, the salt of the earth Australians are talking about their views. And I think we need to really start to say, well, if people are saying something that is factually incorrect about Muslims, then it needs to be nipped in the bud.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Scart na tinatanggap ng Australia ang mga naghahanap ng asylum kahit ano pa ang kanilang relihiyon. Bilang paalaala, itinuro niya ang mas malawak na gawain ng Scanlon Foundation, isang social research center sa Australia.
It's quite a selected snapshot of voters' views, and obviously much larger scale surveys like the Scanlon Foundation would give us a better sense of the population think. And there, I think, generally, we're seeing a great acceptance of diversity and high levels of social cohesion and so on.